Now, Armed Forces Day is your chance to show your support for our armed forces community. That's the message from the British Legion in their calls for the public to get behind Armed Forces Day. The event took place in Llandudno, Wales on Saturday. However, there are those who object to the event and how it is promoted to families and to children. Let's talk now to Simon Hill from Peace Pledge Union. He was part of a group that protested at Saturday's event. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And the UUP MLA, Steve Aiken, who before politics, of course, served in the Royal Navy. Good morning to you.
Morning, Benny.
Simon, what's your problem with this event?
Well, I was in Llandudno in North Wales on Saturday. That's where the so-called national event for Armed Forces Day was this year. It moves around the UK, although there's other smaller scale events elsewhere in the UK. And what we saw then was a lot of things being presented as family fun, as entertainment for children. Now, I'm all in favour of entertainment for children. What I'm not in favour of was what we saw, where we had machine guns, artillery pieces, tanks, military aircraft, and very small children. We're talking of 7-year-old, 8-year-old children being invited to sit and handle these weapons, sit at the controls of a military aircraft, of a tank, handle the artillery pieces. And the whole thing being really presented as if it was fun, as if it was exciting. And for very small children in particular, that gives a very misleading impression of what war and armed force are about. Whatever view you take of war, about the rights or wrongs of this war, that war, or war generally, you know, as I'm sure Steve knows better than anyone, war is not fun and glamorous and exciting. And that's a very dangerous and slightly worrying message to be giving to anyone, especially to small children.
Why bring that to kids, Steve, whenever there is so many dark and nasty sides of war? Then why introduce them to machines that can kill thousands of people?
Well, that's not what the Armed Forces Day is about. I mean, Vinny, I joined the Navy in 1980, and, you know, we had then close on 250,000 people in the Armed Forces, and the Armed Forces now have reduced down by about 54%. There's only about 137,000 people in the armed forces now. And the armed forces had to introduce the Armed Forces Day just to introduce our armed forces of our nation to our people, because most of our people haven't a clue what the armed forces do or when they do it or how they do it. And it's a great day for all the armed forces families and people who want to support the armed forces to go along to do that. Because when you go to Armed Forces Day, it's not just about sort of sitting in weapons or sitting inside fast jets or seeing the bands or listening to displays or watching the goats and the regimental mascots and all the rest of it. It's about the armed forces community and family, and it's a great way to connect the people with the armed forces and the armed forces with the people.
Well, I get what you're saying there, Steve. Why then the element of the arms, so whether it's guns or machinery that can be used, why does that have to be part of it? I understand the role they play in war, but when it comes to children, why does that have to be present?
No, but sir, Vinny, this is the point about the armed forces. The armed forces aren't there about war. It's about defence and deterrence. But it's also about understanding the role they have in the community and what they do as well. And it's the whole gamut of everything that the armed forces have. And one of the things that I think is very important, particularly about Armed Forces Day, and I've been used to this in the past, is the way the armed forces are promoting particularly science and technology and engineering and mathematics. And the other thing that I'm particularly happy to do, and particularly when I bring my kids along to Armed Forces Day, is to let them see that the fact that women can play just as much a role as men. And it's actually being able to see servicemen and servicewomen and seeing things that are quite exciting to young children and young people's minds. And yes, there might be people who might be complaining about the opportunity to handle weapons and the rest of it. But actually, I'm quite proud that my kids can actually sit inside a Typhoon fighter and actually see the equipment and how it works as well.
Do you mind me asking what age your kids are, Steve?
My kids stretch, Vinny, all the way from 30 down to 5.
So, for example, your younger kids, would you have an issue with them playing violent computer games?
No, we don't. Vinny, this is not about violent computer games. This is nothing like this at all. This is about showing them the armed forces and the part they have in our community and our society. And also, in its way, it's to let them link with what their dad did in the past. Now, unfortunately, you can't actually haul a nuclear submarine up on the beach, but it's good to see sort of the helicopters were there, the Hawk aircraft were there, the frigate that was sitting off the coast, the Red Arrows flying through the sky. And actually, those are really important things. And for kids to be able to see what we're doing and also to see what the armed forces are about, I think that's a really positive thing.
Okay. Simon,
I can't really
Simon,
see what anybody has a criticism about that at all.
Simon, you hear what Steve says. This is about education, information. This is informing people, families, about what does happen, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm all in favour of education. I'm all in favour of young people hearing about war, hearing about what the armed forces do, and hearing the arguments for and against the complex ethical issues of war and peace and making up their minds about those issues as they grow older. That really isn't what Armed Forces Day is. I was there all day in Llandudno on Saturday, and it is a festival of glamorising and sanitising war and armed force. There is very little information for adults, let alone children, about the realities of war, about what the armed forces actually do, other than this very shallow image. And as you say, Steve, you have to be 18 to play a violent video game where you use imaginary weapons. But it is legal to invite a 6-year-old child to sit at the controls of an artillery piece that is not a fictional weapon, but a real weapon that really kills real people.
Steve?
And there's something seriously wrong about that way around.
Steve?
Well, I would fundamentally disagree with that. Actually, for my kids and for other kids as well, to be able to sit, particularly parents who have parents who have got children in the armed forces or have relatives in the armed forces as well, this is their only real time to get into contact with what the armed forces do and how they do it. Now, it's also a great opportunity for the people who serve in those regiments and serve in those parts of the armed forces to be able to explain and talk about what they're doing with a bit of fun and a bit of enjoyment to see what they're going to do as well. I mean, the real problem here is that the armed forces have become so small, and the last thing we want to see in a democratic society is the armed forces being increasingly isolated from the people, because the armed forces only exist there to support the people and to defend and deter. It's not about warfare. It's about defence and deterrence.
What about...
And the opportunity to be able to do that, is what...
Okay. What about, Steve, for example, does it show the other side of war, which is very present quite often, or of combat, the negative sides, for example, PTSD, injuries, the effects of war on people, on communities, on countries? Does it show any of that? For example, what somewhere would look like after a bombing, just to make it real, the relevance of how devastating conflict can be.
But Vinny, that's like saying you go to a demonstration of the Northern Ireland Fire Service and it shows images of people who have been hurt in cars.
The fire service are always showing the dangers of, for example, I know this is maybe not so relevant now, chip pan fires and how dangerous that can be. For example, car accidents or the effect of speed, they show the result, the end line. And the fire service also doesn't start fires, it tries to deal with them. But I'm just trying to say, does it give a full rounded picture of conflict and of combat and of the results?
Vinny, the number of times the Northern Ireland Fire Service go and visit a primary school or go and visit a school and they all sit in the fire engine.
They don't start the fires, though. They're there to help us to put them out.
But neither do the armed forces. What is this obsession we have that the armed forces are about violence? Armed forces are there to stop violence. It's about defence and deterrence. It's not about going out and sort of creating wars. And there's nobody in the armed forces I have ever met. And you can ring up Doug Beattie or Andy Allen right now and just say very clearly that none of us glamorise violence. Our job is to stop violence.
Well, I never used the phrase or the word glamorise, Steve. But for example, the people of Iraq or Afghanistan, they might not agree with what you're saying in terms of the purposes of the armed forces. I don't want to get on to the blaming people or talking about the rights and wrongs of certain wars, because that's a totally different discussion. But to give it a real picture, to make people aware that this is not all about sitting in a shiny, exciting plane or a shiny tank or machine gun that can do X, Y and Z, but it's very disconnected with the end result if you don't explain the full consequences of war, albeit if some people believe they're justified in some circumstances.
Vinny, I think I can't really sort of connect with what you're talking about, because I can't see... If you're having sort of kids sitting in a police car, kids sitting in a fire engine, or kids sitting in an ambulance, if you take doctors and nurses going to talk to kids about what they're doing, They don't show you the graphic detail of the operation, do they? I mean, the reality about Armed Forces Day, it's about an opportunity for the people to meet their armed forces. And that's what it's all about. It's only a fairly recent innovation. For a long time, it didn't happen because there was this perception that people knew what the armed forces did, and the armed forces had this perception that people knew what they did.
Okay.
And it became very important for us to be able to do that because there are armed forces. There are they exist to serve us, and being able to have something like Armed Forces Day gives a great opportunity to see what the armed forces do.
And Simon,
we should be very proud of that.
And Simon, the armed forces, to a huge extent, are there to protect people, whatever country that might be in. They're there to try and protect the residents, and the Armed Forces Day, to many, will be a chance to pay tribute to those people, as well as to explain how they go about protecting the people in the different countries.
Well, I'm sure many members of the Armed Forces genuinely, I'm not suggesting that many people in the Armed Forces want war or, are not motivated by good motivations about protection and so on. But I think we could talk to thousands of people in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere who might be rather surprised at the suggestion that the armed forces of Britain are just there to protect the British people rather than to attack anyone else. However, whatever view you take of that, and clearly Steve and I have different views, and that's fine, I respect that. Whatever view you take of that, if we're going to talk about the armed forces, we need to be realistic about what they are. And if I did know, on Saturday, I did not see people being given becoming better informed about the armed forces. I saw people being actively misled about the armed forces with this constant impression that, given to children that it's about fun and excitement. And when Steve says that, he'd be happy for his children to see what he, what weapons he'd handle, and he'd want them to understand his work. My father was in the RAF regiment. He was an anti-aircraft gunner. And there's no way that my father would have wanted me, when I was six, to handle an anti-aircraft gun. And even though my father and I had different political views, I'm a pacifist, he wasn't, but he would have been very keen to emphasise to me all the time that you need to see the effects of war. And he, like many other veterans, would have been disgusted by what was going on if I didn't know on Saturday.
Okay. And there are many, of course, as we've heard from Steve, that feel the complete opposite, but we'll leave it at that for now. Steve Aiken from the UUP and Simon Hill, thank you very much.